Senators in Uruguay are debating the legalisation of the production, sale and distribution of marijuana. They're widely expected to approve the measure, and if they do, the small South American country will become the first in the world to legalise the drug. Despite setting strict controls for the use of cannabis, Uruguay's president, José Mujica, admits the new law is an experiment. While opponents accuse the government of using its own citizens as guinea pigs, drug liberalisation activists believe the Uruguayan model could shake up the global consensus on prohibition. Bruce Douglas now reports from Montevideo.
I'm in the suburbs of Montevideo, in the back garden of Alvaro Calustro's house. I'm looking at his marijuana plants. He has one which is around 6 feet tall, supported by a cane frame. At the base of that are around 10 plant pots, each with a different variety of marijuana plant.
Acá tiene blueberry con cream caramel y jugo.
A few feet away is a seed bed filled with plants that are just a few days old. After a month and a half of cultivation, they'll be transferred to the main plant bed. Alvaro's friend and fellow marijuana grower, Julio Rey, tells me why he likes the drug.
It's a daily relaxant, and if you compare it to any other medicine or with alcohol, it hardly causes any problems whatsoever.
For Julio, the regulation of marijuana production in the country could have significant medicinal and economic benefits.
What matters to us is not so much the global interest or the fact that other countries have now started to discuss the same idea. What we hope is that Uruguay can implement this model of cannabis production in a way that has a positive impact on the majority of the population.
Are you proud that Uruguay will be the first country to legalise marijuana?
Sí, I'm very proud.
Uruguay has never criminalised the possession of a small amount of any drug, but the sale and the production for sale of marijuana have been prohibited.
This is for making your soil lighter. Actually retains more water, so the plants are happier.
My name is Juan Andrés Palese, and we are here in Urugrow. That it's the first grow shop in Uruguay. We sell growing equipments for cannabis. We don't sell the seeds and marijuana, but we sell all the growing equipment.
The new legislation will allow individuals to grow up to 6 plants in their own home or subscribe to cannabis clubs, in which 15 to 45 registered members will share growing facilities. Juan Andrés thinks the new legislation will be good for business.
When we said that we want to open the shop and everything, people would go like, hey, you're nuts, you're crazy, you're never going to make it. Now we're almost living from this.
The new law also establishes a state-run institute for the regulation and control of cannabis. Pharmacies may apply for licenses from the institute to sell the drug. Uruguayan residents over the age of 18 will be able to buy up to 40 grams per month. The government is expected to sell its product at $1 per gram. Diego Pieri, who works for the advocacy group Regulación Responsable, told me why he believed the law was so important.
Right now in Latin America, the drug trafficking is a very serious issue about security. You know, we have the example of Colombia in the 80s and 90s, and we have now the example of Mexico, like thousands of people getting killed and disappeared because of the drug war.
The law passed its first hurdle in July when the lower chamber of Congress approved the bill. Veronica Alonso from the opposition Partido Nacional was one of those who voted against.
Este proyecto lo que va a hacer es...
What is going to happen with this project is that the substance will become more readily available. Given this, and the fact that most people seem to think it's a very low-risk drug, I think we're going to see consumption go up.
President José Mujica said that drug trafficking presents a much greater threat to Uruguay than drugs themselves. Do you agree?
The world wants to combat drug trafficking, but I don't think this is the way to do it. The majority of people in our country are against this. I don't think President Mujica has thought of the human cost, especially those children that are going to become addicts.
They're playing instrumental versions of Christmas songs here in the shiny new offices of Uruguay's parliamentarians. I asked Julio Bango, a congressman from the Partido Socialista, why he voted in favour of the legislation.
I think societies have to look the problem without a moralist prejudice. All people in Uruguay and England also know that alcohol produces harm. But nobody thinks forbid the alcohol. Why we have to deal with the marijuana in a different way? We have to look the problem and try to solve it in a pragmatic way.
That report from Bruce Douglas in Uruguay.